Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Guys, Lamar Jackson missed his 16th straight practice. I thought this was the day. If he could practice by Wednesday, maybe they could beat the Bengals. I don't think they could do it. He's just going to walk. Even if he started practicing today, a couple days, you're going to beat Joe Burrow and these guys. He hasn't suited up since injuring his left knee on December 4th. There had been some optimism last week that he might come back, Lamar Jackson, for the Ravens after being sidelined for the last 5 regular season games. This is my pick for Super Bowl MVP before the season started. John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, at the press conference yesterday.
As long as he's safe and healthy and can play, it's for any player. It's not really just any particular player. I mean, any player goes out there, and if he's healthy and safe and he's not going to do any damage to an injury, any player, you know, plays and does what he can to the level that he can in that situation.
Well, he's right.
Yep.
I think, if you can play, you're capable of playing. You go out on the field and you try and help your team win. You finish something that you started at the beginning of the season. And I think if Lamar can go, he can go. What I keep trying to get people to understand is this is not full contact practices. Okay? If he could mentally prep himself and prepare for the game and his physical abilities are fine, he doesn't need to get underneath the center on a Wednesday or a Thursday to be efficient in the game. It just, they don't practice like that anyway anymore.
You think we'll see him play on Sunday, Key?
What do you think?
Let's ask me that question tomorrow. Because you're asking me today, which is Thursday.
Yeah.
If you ask me on Friday, based on if he does something today, then I might have a cleaner answer. Because I don't know as of right now.
What do you think, Jay?
I don't think he's going to play. Just my opinion on the matter. And I always come back to, I get hearing Key say finish the deal. It so reminds me of my father, like growing up, like you finish what you started. And I feel like getting to the highest level, it's always taught to you, like when you're in it, like what kind of effects does that have on your teammates? But I think we covered something in hour one of this show that was very important, is that there's not a history of Lamar not fighting through injuries to play, because he loves football and he loves winning. He loves what that does to his team. But I do think there's been a different type of awareness over this past year with the way the team has handled his contract situation. And I think now if you're a guy, even if you are 70%, where there's been a history of you playing through things, the circumstances have changed. You're looking at things a little bit differently before. And I don't know how you couldn't be looking at things differently when you want a certain dollar amount that the team isn't willing to give you, that you know they're going to franchise tag you again. And you have to be thinking to yourself, why am I going to risk it again for my team when I'm going to have to go through this again next year?
Well, he's never been franchise tagged, right?
Never.
So
yet.
Okay. If he's tagged after this season, he'll get around $50 plus million of fully guaranteed money.
Yep.
And if they do it the next year and he doesn't agree to a deal, that'll be $50-something million again, fully guaranteed, be over $100 million in 2 years. And if they tag him this year and he says, because y'all tagged me, I want out, I don't want to be here, then wherever he's traded to, let's just say the Miami Dolphins because he's from the area, they're going to pay him what Baltimore didn't want to pay him.
I agree, Keith. What if his knee, like Dan Graziano came on our show and said, knee is still sore. What if he gets hit the wrong way? Do you think he still gets
Nope.
just paid that type of money?
Nope.
Like, if and, he gets, and at what if, point do you have do you
But it's the same
to that back of your brain.
It's the same thing, though, Jake, the start of the season. What if he got hurt when he stepped on the field to start the season?
I hear you, and that was the rest that he took.
But the point is, if you're already injured, if there's already an injury there, there's a weakness there. You can be good enough to go, and it's still a weakness in the tissue.
Because if you can play.
But no, Key.
You're not going to not play and take this opportunity to play with your teammates in advance in the playoffs. You're just not going to do it.
Why are we valuing that and playing with his teammates advance in the playoffs where it could jump? You're putting what you worked for your entire career at risk.
Because if he can go, he's going to go. He ain't going to just bow down on everybody. He's just not going to do that.
Hey, guys, I think there's another.
He personally won't do it.
There's another element of this, which is what Deshaun Watson did, and I'm sure the owners blanched when he did this, was he showed you do not have to play on a franchise tag. You can force your way out of town. And it's not that every player in every case can. But special quarterbacks, it seems to me, have the power to say, because it's such a you got to buy in, be on the same page type sport. No, I don't want to be here anymore. You can franchise me, and I'll show up and play. I don't want to be here. I'll play, but you know I'm going through the motions.
Players players have the tendency to have the power when they tell somebody they don't want to be there anymore. I've always said that.
Okay, so
always.
So what I'm saying though is what Deshaun Watson did was he said, "Okay, I want to be traded." And then he went to the highest bidder, which means he was basically treated like a free agent in spite of the fact that the team that traded for him had to give up a lot of draft capital to get him. He was still treated like a free agent. What do I mean by that?
But it was a lot of hair around his deal. Though,
okay, Max. But still, he got $230 fully guaranteed, and he got $230. That's the team he chose to go to. He said, I'm going to go here. It looked like he was going. Then another team that he looked like he passed on said, no, we'll give you more, and he went there. That's like a free agent. And what I'm saying is Lamar just saw that. I don't know that he has to play on the franchise tag, even if they franchise him. I do think that he can force his way out of town. And if that is the case, Jay, then I wouldn't play either in this in these playoffs.
Yeah, but if they franchise tag him after this year, Max, and he goes all the way through to September and they start the season, he ain't forfeiting $50-something million. He's not going to forfeit it.
But Key, if somebody gets
no, he signed. If they franchise tag you, you have to sign it.
Yeah, but you can do that and go. You're not going to win a Super Bowl with a guy who doesn't want to be there at the quarterback position.
Yeah, so if he wants to create, I want to be traded, he can always do that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
He can always do that. So, Key,
if you see, especially now, I said the whole time, from Florida, the Dolphins look like a destination.
Yeah, maybe it's a Miami situation if he wants to be traded and the Dolphins are willing to give him $240 fully guaranteed dollars.
There it is. That's what I'm saying.
$240 million, not $240.
Yeah, right. And therefore, if your knee is compromised, you're not going to risk it in these playoffs. I'm with Jay on that.
Why you would?
Yeah, I don't know that he wouldn't because that's who he is.
Yeah, so maybe – so by the way, here's another possibility. He really just can't go, right?
Like, if he can't go, he can't go.
He can't go.
But if he could go and be Lamar, he's going to go.
But let's
whether
say
he practiced or not, if he can go, he going
to
go.
I just feel, though, it's never too late for that light bulb to go off and say to yourself, okay, like I was maybe on the fence about playing this year. I chose to play.
Yeah, I wouldn't have came in September, though.
Yeah, I hear you, Key, but like you can come back to reality in essence and
not
say,
gonna do it.
I chose to do that. Maybe that wasn't the right decision. I took a chance. I got hurt. I ain't about to get hurt again. I'm not jeopardizing what I want in my bag for my future. For anybody right now, it's okay for me to be selfish right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, but that ain't going to work if he can play.
Why?
I'm just sorry, Jay. It's not going to work if he can play.
When you say it's not going to work, you mean with his teammates, with the league, with who?
No, not the league. It has nothing to do with it. His teammates, the organization. Like, if he can play.
You mean the same organization that wouldn't give him a fair market contract?
It doesn't matter about the negotiations, Max. Y'all, you and Jay – or think it different than a guy who's actually on the field in the locker room. Jay, sure. You're removed from that locker room. You're like me. We removed. We not in there.
No, but Key, why would
when
you
in there with your guys and you can go, you go with them. At them out there and put them out in the field by themselves.
But maybe it's because I'm more part of like the new school guys. Like, I don't think my guys would be angry at me if they saw the organization dilly-dallying around with
if
me.
If we got a chance to go win a Super Bowl,
I hear you,
and
big
your
dog,
ass
but like,
is,
I just got
if
hurt.
We got a chance to go win a Super Bowl, and you can play, and you decide not to play, you and I, we're going to have some real issues. Well, then you can play.
You and my dude, then.
But you can play.
But you keep going back to this you can play thing. Like, my thing is, if I...
There is a gray area.
There's a gray area. You can play. Like, play at 70%. I don't want to jeopardize that. Even if I can play at 70%.
If you at 70%, then obviously you can't play.
Wait, let me ask you this, Key. I want to pin this down. People will say there's a difference between being hurt and injured. And I think most people basically understand where they're coming from. But when you are recovering from being injured and moving toward the I am merely hurt part of the spectrum, right? What moment is that? How do you know you're no longer injured, but you're merely hurt? Like, how do you determine that?
Because you're going to be able to do things that you weren't able to do. Now, all of a sudden, 7 weeks later, I could stop on a dime and give change. 4 weeks earlier than that, I could not.
But when you do it and it hurts, you can't stop on a dime the way you normally can because you got to favor it a little bit,
right? But when you do it and it hurts, it's got to hurt to the point where you can't even start doing it.
Right. Okay.
When guys get on the field, everybody's bruised up and hurt throughout the course of a season. You are nicked up all over your body. That's why some guys get certain treatments that they need to get the soreness out.
Like, why do that if you're him?
And they're
why go to that degree, man?
Because if you can play for the 1,000th time, play. I ain't talking about forcing yourself to play.
Bill Parcells.
You're not talking to Bill Parcells. You're talking to somebody who been there, watched it, seen it.
I get it.
You just do. If he was going to not, he should have did that in September.
Key and Parcells at the hotel. They're at the bar talking about these players soft nowadays. And da, 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 da.
Right. It has nothing to do with being soft.
Have you and Parcells ever had drinks at a bar talking about how the modern player is soft? That's what I want to know.
I've never had a drink with him ever.
Okay.
Now, I don't even think I've ever seen him at the bar at the hotels.
What is at stake
for
Daniel Jones? And would a win over Minnesota get him a long-term deal? Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
All right, take your pick. Wild card weekend matchups here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Shannon, you want to do the honors?
Absolutely. All right, take your pick. Look at some of these quarterback matchups. Easy enough. We got quarterbacks. Who do you like better in this matchup? Key, we're going to start with you.
Yes, you are.
Dak Prescott or Tom Brady? Who do you like? Take your pick.
I like Dak Prescott in this situation. I think he's got a lot to prove. He's got to battle through those little demons of throwing the football to the other team. When you look at the defensive line of the Dallas Cowboys up against the defensive line, although they'll get some people back on Monday night for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady will be in harm's way up against Michael Parsons and company. Therefore, I think Dak will have a better game because of that.
I'm going to go with Tom Brady here on this one. I think Tom Brady getting some pieces of his O-line, you know, getting the band back together on the field. I just trust Tom Brady more than I trust Dak in these playoff type of situations, Max.
Yeah, I could see a Dallas blowout win or a Bucks squeak by them win. A squeaker for the Bucks.
Squeaker.
But I'm going to go with a squeaker for the Bucks and say Tom Brady outperforms Dak Prescott in spite of the bad matchup stylistically. You know, just a matchup of, you know, a battered offensive line, guys not on the line against an incredible pass rush. Brady will know where to go with the ball before the play starts and get rid of it quick for better or worse. And I think the Bucks win. I think Brady outperforms Dak.
Okay.
Okay.
Cowboys and Bucks, 8:15 p.m. Eastern. ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN Plus, and Deportes. Here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are playing Take Your Pick.
All right, Key, here we go. Justin Herbert or Trevor Lawrence. Take your pick. Who you got? Which quarterback you like better?
I like Justin Herbert. I think Justin Herbert going down to Jacksonville. I know Trevor Lawrence gave us a few games late in the season, and all of a sudden he's coming. We're going to package him up, sell him, make him a superstar in this league. But right now, Justin Herbert has something to prove. He needs to win a playoff game. Not only does he need to win a playoff game, he needs to keep Brandon Staley from being fired. Good thing for him, Mike Williams will be in the lineup and will be healthy. That's a plus. Bosa will be out there. They can get after Trevor Lawrence on that defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I'll go with Justin Herbert as well. I just think that Justin Herbert has single-handedly carried his team through injuries, played through injuries himself. You can question some of the decision-making in-game management by Brandon Staley. But at the end of the day, I still think they have more weapons, and I think they're more of a dangerous team in NFL playoffs.
Yeah, I like Justin Herbert too. By the way, you're with a guy in Doug Peterson, Trevor Lawrence is now, who made Carson Wentz look like the MVP of the league for about 15 weeks a couple years ago, right? 4 or 5 years ago. Carson Wentz not as talented as Trevor Lawrence. So Trevor Lawrence got a lot. But Justin Herbert, to me, just in terms of eye-popping, oh my God type stuff, other than Mahomes, that's the guy who jumps out to me. I like Justin Herbert.
All right, moving on here. Take your pick. Looking at the quarterback matchups here in Wild Card Weekend. Key, Brock Purdy or Geno Smith? Who you like?
You know, this is a tough matchup because I know what Kyle Shanahan and company's going to do. They're going to keep the noise down for Brock Purdy. I like Brock Purdy over Geno Smith in this game just slightly, just a little bit because of Kyle Shanahan and what they're going to do on offense. They're not going to let him screw this thing up. They're going to put the right plays in place on certain situations and allow him to succeed versus failing. I just don't think Geno Smith will have enough left in the tank to take on the 49ers, but I wouldn't be surprised if Seattle came out on top, though.
If the NFL were like the NBA and this was an individual game of basketball, it was a one-on-one scenario, I'd take Geno Smith all day long. But this is the NFL. This is about the pieces you have around the quarterback. And I think the pieces with the way CMC, with Deebo Samuel coming back, the pieces that the 49ers have with their defense, I trust the 49ers more. So I will take Brock Purdy because of coaching and the pieces.
Man, these are two good little players. These are two nice quarterbacks. They're both good quarterbacks.
Two good little players. Little
players. Yeah. See what you've done to him, Key? You got Max calling players
but
in the NFL
because
little.
It's a useful expression. You understand what it means.
But
I'm not
Key
saying they're superstars. I'm saying those they're good players,
you can't call them little, Max.
I absolutely can. Sure I can. Jay, you and I are about the same
height.
We're not
about the same height.
So you shouldn't say
height.
Little player. You should say two great little situations.
Two great little situations. See, I have to learn things as the assistant to the GM.
Special
coach.
Assistant to the Special coach assistant. And GM.
So I think it's Purdy for the reasons that you guys point out. Once they got CMC, it put it over the top, man. It's just the offense is impossible, and Purdy ain't going to screw it up.
Ooh, if they get popped, though.
Yeah, Seattle could. Pete Carroll.
Well, look, they like I said earlier, New Orleans beat up on Tampa Bay forever, right? And then all of a sudden, Tampa Bay got serious, came playoff time. Same thing with San Francisco. They roll in 10 games in a row, you know, and these games are usually tough. It's hard to beat a team three times, let alone twice.
Two times, let alone three times. Yep.
All right. What did I say?
You reversed it.
Did I?
Yeah.
It happens.
Oh, well. Maybe I'm watching the clock.
Come on, T. Keep like tying the up.
I'm watching the clock. I'm like the little kids, you know, in school. I got 5 more minutes. I'm just going to sit here. Yep, and that bell rings, Jay. You remember running out?
Yeah, sprinting out. Plus, tomorrow's Friday. Best day of the week.
Second best day of the week.
You can't help yourself.
Don't,
he can't even help himself.
You cannot.
He
you know he's going to
he
say
can't
something.
Not engage
at all. Just nothing. Correct. If you put duct tape on his mouth, he figure out how to get through the duct
out
tape.
My ears.
Yeah, it come out his ears.
That's true.
All right, one more QB matchup here, guys. On take your pick. All right, Kirk Cousins or Daniel Jones, Key.
Daniel Jones.
Really?
For me, yeah, because I like the balance that Saquon Barkley brings to Daniel Jones, And they're not going to ask Daniel Jones to win the game. They're asking Kirk Cousins to win the game up against this blitz defense in New York of the Giants. If they can slow down Justin Jefferson and put the make them put the ball in the second best player in Dalvin Cook's hands, Daniel Jones will win this game.
I mean, Kirk likes to air it out. That's what Kirk does. I mean, at the end of the day, I trust Mark Wingendale, DC for the Giants. I think that Giants bring a lot of tenacity. They're going to have a lot of pressure, get a lot of blitzes on it. In the day, I trust Daniel Jones more, especially with the way he's played down the stretch.
By the way, I like Kirk Cousins. You know what Kirk Cousins is, Jay? Good little player.
He's so annoying.
Daniel Jones better than Kirk Cousins. He is taller, faster, and he has a better arm. By the way, he's also learned discipline. He doesn't turn the ball over. And he's doing it. Give Daniel Jones Justin Jefferson and see what happens, right? He doesn't have him. I still like Daniel Jones more. And as I keep saying, Kirk Cousins has grown on me. Kirk Cousins is not a bad player.
He's not a bad player. Just sometimes when you need him to do something and the game is on the line, it just doesn't look right.
It doesn't look right. He's won more than losing this year, though.
He's on a
no. He's not a bad quarterback.
I hear you. He's got that juju with him, is what you're saying.
When I need him to do some things, sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
Daniel Jones, the reason they called him Danny Dimes is because that first preseason, he was throwing dimes, and the nickname stuck, right? Like, he can spin it. He can run. He can recognize when to do either. He is his best receiver is Bellinger. What was he, a sixth-round tight end pick? Like, he has the worst receiving core in the NFL. And, of course, he's not going to drop back as much as other guys and throw as many passes. But when he does, he gets it done. He's just good. Daniel Jones is a good player. How good is the question? And if he had what Kirk Cousins has around him, we'd find out. Would a win over Minnesota secure Jones's long-term future? And how much does Seattle's future hinge on Geno's performance? Keyshawn, J. Willimax.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I like Brock Purdy over Geno Smith in this game, just slightly, just a little bit, because of Kyle Shanahan and what they're going to do on offense. They're not going to let him screw this thing up. They're going to put the right plays in place on certain situations and allow him to succeed versus failing. I just don't think Geno Smith will have enough left in the tank to take on the 49ers, but I wouldn't be surprised if Seattle came out on top.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. K.J. Wright, former Seahawks Super Bowl champ and Pro Bowler, is with us now. Good morning, K.J.
Top of the morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
What's up, good, K.J.? Bro. Man, if I had your hands, I'd cut mine off.
What's up, man? What's up, Key?
What's happening?
How much credit? How much credit does Coach deserve? Does Pete Carroll deserve for Seattle's success this year?
I mean, I think we're talking Coach of the Year. You just look at before the season started, pick number 32 out of all the teams in the NFL, and for him to bring this team to 9-7, for him to make those offseason moves he made with trading Russ, and unfortunately had to release Bobby, and you just look at this roster that he put. He truly maximized this roster that he had with the Seattle Seahawks team. And so I just knew coming into the season that if he was going to be successful, if this team was going to be successful, it was going to be because of Coach Carroll. He's brought out the best in all of his quarterbacks since going back to USC. You see what he did with Matt Leiner. You see what he's done with Russ. You see what he's done with Geno. The man is just truly special. And so I truly believe we're talking about Coach of the Year. And when it comes to Executive of the Year, you got to look at John Snyder as well.
How do you, KJ, now, how do you feel about their chances, though, going up against San Francisco for the third time this year? San Francisco's beaten them twice, scored 48, giving up 20. And they're going up against Brock Purdy, someone that they've, I think they've seen him before already. Third time now in the 49ers. What are their chances?
Gee, when I look at this 49ers team, I see the best team in the NFL. And that's hard for me to say, you know that, but I look at them from offensive line, defensive line, linebackers, receivers. They don't have a weak spot on their team. So you're the first person I heard say that the Seahawks got a chance. It's going to be hard, man. But when I look at the performance we had in our first two games playing them, we ran the ball 14 times the first game. The second time, we ran the ball 14 times. And so I know that's far from Coach Carroll's philosophy. If he wants to have a chance in this game, you have got to get Kenneth Walker rolling. You have got to get this man the ball 20 to 25 times. You got to get this young man going downhill, because when you look at this defense of the Niners, these dudes are in track stance. These dudes are rushing the passer on the way to the run. And so I need him to bring this run game alive to open up stuff for Geno, because he just wants to put the ball in Geno's hand, and he, you know, throws 30 to 40 times. It's going to be a long day for the Seahawks.
You know, it's just hard to beat a team, as you know, KJ and Jay, to beat a team three times. Tampa Bay, New Orleans did that to Tampa Bay a couple years ago. Tampa went on to win the Super Bowl because they popped New Orleans in the playoffs. So I'm looking at a little bit of that as well.
KJ Wright, former Seahawks.
Here's the thing, Keith, when you got to look at what you did wrong those first two games. It's important for Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator, and Clint Hurt, the defensive coordinator, to be on point in this game. What they did game plan wise was not good enough. We sent that led Brock Purdy, put up all those points, you know, the second game, wide open George Kittle for two touchdowns. You cannot allow this stuff to happen. And so if you sit back there and let Brock Purdy just, rush forward, not blitz him, do the same thing that he practiced all week, you're going to be in for a long day. And I understand that he's a rookie. I understand his first playoff game. But he has a mastermind, and Kyle Shanahan is going to put him in position to be successful. So you got to throw this man some curveballs. You got to throw him some fast pitches to get him off the spot. And so I'm looking forward to the game plan from both these coordinators.
KJ Wright, former Seahawks Super Bowl champion and Pro Bowler, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. KJ, Monday Night Football, Dallas Cowboys at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady versus Dak Prescott. What's on the line for Dak Prescott?
Nothing. I'm hearing all this noise. Oh, is he the one to see how the it factors? He's the quarterback of the future. This team has won 12 games this year. What are we talking about? This team has won 12 games. Can he play better? Absolutely. Did he put his team in position to win the division in week 18? Absolutely. And so I'm looking forward to Dak putting together a phenomenal performance. I need this run game to come back alive with Zeke and Tony Pollard. And I need Dak to play better, absolutely. But to talk about, see the quarterback of the future, do we get rid of Mike McCarthy? This Cowboys team is in prime position to make, not going to say a Super Bowl run yet, but if you keep adding pieces to this Cowboys team, they are going to be a Super Bowl caliber team. And so it does start with Dak. He does got to play better. But 12 wins and back-to-back years, that's a pretty good.
There's nothing on the line for Mike McCarthy either? There's nothing on the line for Mike McCarthy either?
Absolutely not. The man has won back-to-back 12 win seasons. He was about to have this team win the division this year. And so, hold up. You got to keep building pieces. I know we're looking for instant gratification as people and as fans, but this is what, his third, fourth year? Let this man keep building.
KJ, they have been at it now with Dak as starting quarterback. This is year seven.
You're talking to two Giant fans.
They have won three.
They've
won three playoff games in the last 27 years. So when we're talking about combined, it's over a quarter century. So when we're talking about, you got to be patient. I'm glad. I hope they keep it like it is. I'm a Giants fan, but if I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm like you even just said, Dak, oh, he's done this and that. Man, they had a better winning percentage without him than with him. They got a good team every year.
Man, Max, stop, man.
Max, let me ask you this. You're the GM of the Cowboys. Do you draft somebody? Do you trade for somebody? What do you do?
First thing I do is I never hire McCarthy in the first place, but at any rate, if he doesn't get to the NFC Championship game, he's gone. Second thing I do, as Jerry Jones, I put in writing that Sean Payton has autonomy, and then I hire Sean Payton. If I don't like the way it's going, I can always fire him and eat the money. I'm a multi-billionaire, right? That's what I do.
You acting like Sean Payton has done way more than Mike McCarthy. They both got one Super Bowl. Mike McCarthy had Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers. Sean Payton had Hall of Famer Drew Brees.
Know what the difference
is? They both had
KJ?
Great quarterbacks. And
know what the difference is?
What are you looking for
one
when
guy
you get
didn't
Payton
lose,
when it comes to an upgrade?
One guy good didn't point, lose KJ. His job because he wasn't good enough, right? Like, you had Aaron Rodgers. You weren't good enough.
Yeah,
they
but
bounced
but that,
you, and they done.
But that's organization, though, man.
Okay, but the
that's
other guy, they wanted him to stay. He chose
yeah,
to leave.
Yeah, but that's the organization, though.
It's a great counterpoint, Key.
That's the organization.
What a counterpoint, right, Jay? Am I
great
wrong?
Great counterpoint.
What a counterpoint.
It's the organization.
KJ and Key are stumped.
No, KJ, I can't listen to either one of the Bobchi twins, but anyway.
The what
Key, what are you talking about, Key? You're the same person that you stated also that if Mike McCarthy doesn't get to the NFC Championship game, you think he's gone as well.
It don't change it.
Oh, I never said that he wouldn't be gone. I'm just saying Max is like Dak.
It's Max.
Yeah, that's what I said. The Bobchi twins.
One. Okay.
But
KJ.
Wait, I want to ask KJ something more serious.
Go ahead.
That he's closer to than the Cowboys. Who needs a coach, Russell Wilson? What type of coach should be in Denver?
I knew you was about to ask that.
I wouldn't be a good journalist. No, I'm not a journalist, Max.
He's in the Kedia now. Change it from
media
to Kedia.
I'm looking for a coach, first of all, with some experience. And also, I'm looking for a coach that's going to hold Russ accountable. And I'm looking for a coach that's going to be honest with Russell Wilson. And so whoever that man is, that's who needs to be in that building. And there's a man by the name of Brian Schottenheimer that I haven't heard his name yet. We're talking about let Russ cook. This was his offensive coordinator. And so, Shadi, wherever he is, they need to find a way to bring that man back into the building and get Russ back to where we know Russ Wilson can be. So, head coach can be Dan Quinn. It could be Sean Payton. But the play caller needs to be Brian Schottenheimer. And so, this whole narrative of Russell is washed up. Russell is done. The man is way, way better.
I tell you this, though, KJ. If Sean Payton going there, Russell Wilson should sell his office because he ain't going to have no office. And he ain't going to have no special parking space. I can promise you that.
The man can't have his office to come watch film and get
that. Oh,
early
no, that ain't going to happen. I promise you that won't happen. They going to take whatever office he got, that office will be closed. I will bet my right hand, arm, leg, and everything. If Sean Payton got that job, you can forget all the special treatment. All that ain't going to happen. Nope. Done.
With the franchise with a $500 million quarterback?
Don't matter. Doesn't matter. Not with Sean.
Sean Payton never lost his job, KJ. All right, KJ.
Not going to happen. Hell, it wasn't going to happen with Pete.
Former Seahawk, Super Bowl champion, and Pro Bowler. Thank you for joining us. As always, good to talk to you.
And Mississippi State Bulldog.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate it, fellas.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two,
Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
KJ Wright, former Seahawks Super Bowl champ.
There's nothing on line for Mike McCarthy either?
Absolutely not. The
what?
Man has won back-to-back 12-win seasons. He was about to have this team win the division this year. You got to keep building pizza. I know we're looking for instant gratification as people and as fans, but this is what, his third, fourth year? Let this man keep building.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN app, ESPN 2. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
So cold in here.
Yeah, what's the thing?
Like ice box.
Yeah,
it's not. I'm sweating in here.
It's freezing in here.
It's not cold enough.
Paulie, what is it on, like 60 degrees? Both Max and Key are crazy.
Jay says he wants it cold. He's a little warm.
No! You guys even know during the summer, if you're like, why are you guys wearing sweaters?
Studios are warm.
Tell them to make it cold.
It's freezing in here.
Studios are always supposed to be cold, Jay.
Yeah, Jay.
They're not freezing cold.
All the equipment, everything, you got to keep it down. Body heat, all that, man.
How do you get these freezing cold takes if you don't? I've been on that a couple times.
It's 30 degrees outside. Why is it 30 degrees in the studio?
Nice. It should be. It should match whatever temperature is outside.
The camera guys, we got Paulie walking around here wearing jackets.
They should.
Paul's very comfortable.
They can wear sunglasses indoors, too. Like Max.
Turn up the heat, Paulie.
Max walking around ringside at boxing matches at night indoors with sunglasses on.
No.
In a big, nice, you know, one of them suits Parker that he wear, them clean.
Tuxedo?
Tux. Tux. There you go.
Yeah, we used to wear tuxes. Not anymore, but back in the day, you'd wear tuxes.
Oh, God, why did I get
fights.
Him going?
You guys don't do that?
You also had to smoke a cigar while you did the broadcast.
Oh, that's incredible.
That was in the contract.
That's the kind of commentary I want to see.
Cowboys at Bucks, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN Plus, ESPN Deportes.
Another one.
Meantime, KJ Wright says Mike McCarthy doesn't have anything on the line this weekend.
This man crazy.
I think
he does and he doesn't. It all just depends on how it looks. What it look like, if you get embarrassed, you're gonna probably get fired.
So Key, that means it's on the line.
I said yes, and it just depends on how it looks.
Not yes or no.
Key did the old.
If the quarterback,
yes, no,
if Dak Prescott get knocked out the game, and you lose, if you lose Michael Parsons because his shoulder hurts, and they running to his side, and he can't, you know, it just depends on how it looks.
He goes, he does or he doesn't. Not and or. Which one?
One or the other.
You got to pick one.
That's what you did with me yesterday. One or the other.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying it just depends on how it looks.
But, okay,
you
let's
can't
say.
Get rid of him. You can't get rid of him on a 70-yard field goal.
All I'm saying.
No?
Is.
But what led up to it, though? You know, why are you in a close game with a team you ought to beat? Who's
I hear
under
what you're saying, Keith. Don't let it come down, though, to in-game mismanagement. Like, don't – or clock management.
No,
don't let it come down to one of those things with Dan Quinn on the sideline. That's what I said.
It all depends on how it looks.
Man, I hope they never fire Mike McCarthy. And
why? He owns the Giants.
Yeah, okay. How long is that going to last? You think they're going to own him next year?
Probably.
I don't think so. I don't see it.
Man, the Cowboys got a good team, man. They just have some laps at times.
Away from being just as good as the Cowboys. Cowboys are an overrated team every year. And the reason they're overrated.
This is a New York attack Dallas Cowboy thing.
One wide receiver first?
Yeah.
We said we were one receiver.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the Giants have a bunch of stuff to do. They got they need a bunch of
slow down.
I know I'm getting ahead of my skis because I'm so excited about being in the playoffs for the first time in a million years. But the Cowboys every year. You have multiple people at this network pick them to win a Super Bowl. Every year, like clockwork, doesn't matter. At some point, because we pay a lot of attention to them. And when you pay a lot of attention to something, you get to know it better. And you start to overvalue the strong points, you know. And come on. It's good for business if the Cowboys are good. And they're usually good. But they're never great.
Come on.
Are the Cowboys like a great team?
Sound no. like a giant guy who just hate the Cowboys. You just sound that way.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's fine, but let's be real here. They're a good football team.
Yeah,
they are a good football team.
Good football
that can score points on offense and stop people on defense.
Yeah, they're a great football team.
They're a good football team with a marginal quarterback.
They don't have a marginal.
Are they a great football team?
They have a quarterback that is going through a slump of turning the football over.
You put Joe Burrow on the Cowboys. They destroy the whole conference.
Come but on. Joe Burrow is hot right now.
Yeah, he like right now, meaning he's like since Hansel. He's born. He's
he hasn't turned the ball over at the clip that Dak has. Now, he might go out there and get a ball to the Ravens. Then what you going to say?
I'm going to say that, oh, look at that. Cincinnati's still in the next round of the playoffs. What happened to the Cowboys is what I'm probably going to say.
Y'all unbelievable, man. Y'all pick and choose who y'all want to pick on.
I agree that the Cowboys are a good team. And that Dak is a good quarterback. I think that's indisputable. But are they a great team? And I think largely that will depend on whether Dak can be a great quarterback. And so far in his career, though he showed promise that he was moving in that direction for many years, he's never achieved greatness. He's
a B+. Been in the league for 7 years.
7 years. The average
and he got hurt in one of the years. Calm down.
How many years does it take to find out about a guy?
They found out about him. That's why they gave him $150 million, because they liked him.
Yeah, they like him, but do they love him? I'm not disagreeing there's a plus sign by his name.
You can do
it. I'm saying, how strong is it, Key? Can the Cowboys be great? They're going to have to be great to win a Super Bowl, right?
Who would the Cowboys play next?
All teams got to be great to win a Super Bowl, Max.
If the Cowboys got by the Bucks, who would they play next?
Yeah, who would the Cowboys play next? Hold on. Who's the –
They would be the fifth seed. They would play – the two
so most likely
no,
San Francisco.
The lowest seed gets the first round guy. So if seven wins, then they would get Philadelphia. Okay. They'd get Philly. Five would get.
Is it possible
two?
For a team to lose twice in the same
playoffs? Five would get three if 3-1. What did you say?
I said, is it possible for a team to lose twice in the same playoffs? Because they would lose that game too. They're going to lose to the Bucks, and if they don't, they'll lose to the next team anyway.
Yeah, if the Cowboys lose on Monday night, it's going to be a tough day for you on Tuesday with Max.
No, I don't care. I don't care if they win or lose. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just willing to give them some hope and Dak to play better than he has recently. Y'all look at a couple interceptions and go damn crazy.
And McCarthy's a good coach, too. Like, McCarthy, number one thing is, like, leading a group in the positive direction. He does that. But, you know, he has poor clock management at the end of games. He got fired
a year ago
in Green Bay because he wasn't good enough.
He's done really well this
year. Time ran out in Green Bay.
He doesn't suck up
look, man, time ran out for a lot of coaches in the NFL. He ain't the only one that gets fired.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority.
Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.